Thursday night. It's 7 o'clock. That means it's time for Joshing Around with Josh. I am your host, Josh, accompanied by Melissa.
Hello.
And Jay is somewhere in the back. We've trapped him in the back of the radio station once again. But I'm glad to be back.
Let me out.
Not until 8. Anyhow, dry humor is all I've got. I'm sorry. That's all I can attribute. But we're back here one more time and glad to be back. Glad to have you with us. Jay, I shouldn't have made that joke because we're just going to get ghosts of Jay's past for the rest of the show. So we have that to look forward to. Tonight's show is a little scattered, so I'm going to start with the telephone number, which is 256. What's the middle number?
737.
That's Coleman's. I should know that. 256-737-9505.
But don't call anytime soon because I'm trapped in the back.
Yes, yes. And Jay will answer the phone and cry for help. But if you want to comment on what we're talking about, if you'd like to change the... see, that's a lot better. I can see that up on the screen. Melissa's editing the screen for me now. If you want to chime in on what we're talking about, if you want to change the subject completely, I'm okay with that. But call in and let me know what you're thinking about tonight. Every show so far has mentioned quite a bit about movies, despite the fact that ever since the first episode of the show, we've tried to talk not so much about movies. But rendition three now, I still have movie topics somehow, some way. So, first of all, I went and saw last Thursday night. I went and saw Black Panther. Okay,
you and everyone else in the country,
right?
Except
very,
me.
Very popular movie. I didn't write down what day it actually came out because I think I was actually maybe a week late, maybe more than a week late. Anyhow, Black Panther was awesome, absolutely awesome, and the box office shows it. Right.
Right.
Melissa's jotted down some numbers here. $476.6 million in like 10 days.
11.
11 days now. Huge numbers. It's like record breaking. And that's on top of Wonder Woman, doing an amazing job in the box office as well, several months back now with hers. But, It's brought on a great question. I've not seen Wonder Woman, full disclosure there. But it's brought on a great question. Now I'm not going to be able to talk on a radio show. Is it diversifying superheroes seems to be the key to everything when it comes to the box office. And I don't know if that's true. Now, that sounds one-sided, and that sounds typical of me to talk about. But... Is it the fact that it was diversified, or is it the fact that the setting was diversified, right? So you take Wonder Woman, the setting there was mostly back in time, right? So your older years, you're looking at a different setting than just the LA, the New York that we're used to seeing with Iron Man and, I guess Captain America was kind of, the back in time setting, and it did really popular in itself. You look at Black Panther, and it's a completely different continent from what we're used to seeing in superhero movies. And I want to see more of that. I really enjoyed it. The landscapes plus all of the CGI accompanied to that was amazing in this movie. I didn't go see it in 3D. I don't plan on seeing it in 3D because I can't handle that already. I've got a set of, for those of you who have not seen my face, I already have a set of glasses on my nose, and I can't fit another set of glasses
right,
on my nose.
Right.
But I can only imagine in 3D that it was even cooler because there were several scenes where, like, rhinos were charging at you and that kind of thing. But lots of big names that I didn't pay attention to. Most of all, I didn't realize were going to be in it was the woman that plays Sasha from The Walking Dead.
Yes.
She was a huge role.
Yes.
And she caught, well, her character catches a lot of flack in the movie for being loyal. And I'm thinking that's super easy for her to play because if you've ever watched The Walking Dead, Michonne is this, outrageously loyal character. So it's one of these things where the setting changes, the character changes, but it, she didn't really change.
Well, you were saying about diversity, and we were talking before the show. We have a Captain Marvel coming out. Captain Marvel is a female. We have Black Panther, we have Wonder Woman, and we still do not have a Black Widow movie.
Yes, and I don't know why they've taken their time on that. You look at the first Avengers movie, they kind of spilled her story out a little bit more there.
Right.
But I could have put money on it, leaving the theater, Black Widow is going to be the next one.
Yes, right? Yes.
And that's what
too.
We wanted. But right.
And then it was Black Panther was the next one, and I'm like...
Which made no sense, but
don't
get me wrong.
We've been waiting forever for Black Widow, and Black Panther gets the movie...
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
But I really did enjoy the Black Panther. My initial question was, okay, this is in the middle of Africa, like, and he's got a suit with these, like, Iron Man-esque gizmos, because I did no research into this. I didn't read any of those comics.
Right.
And they dropped it all in really well. And it's almost like within the first couple of minutes, you know right away.
I think the only reference that I have to Black Panther is from Captain America Civil War. Surely you saw it.
I have not. I'm behind. Okay. We've got to talk about this because everybody loses their mind when I say that. I am a huge fan of superheroes.
I remember us talking about this.
Yes, now. I think in my when I interviewed with you and Jay, we talked about this.
Right.
How
have you not seen Captain America: Civil War?
I, Josh, stepped to the defense of Josh in this matter. Okay,
it
so
it is on Netflix. Darn it!
Yes, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it now because they've come full circle, and I really like where the universe is. But I did not want to see Civil War because I don't like superheroes fighting each other. You know, they have a moral compass.
Sense.
They, you know, whatever chose them. Thor, the hammer chose him. Tony Stark and Batman are an exception because they paid their way to, but you know, Superman was left on this earth because, we needed him and almost every other superhero was chosen in that spot because of their moral high ground. So when they go to fighting with each other, like, I don't see that. I don't really enjoy it, but they've come full circle from that, and everybody's kind of getting along, and we're fighting this collective enemy.
Right.
I'm going to go back, but that's why I have it.
So now I'm going to have to go Google the Marvel characters and the DC characters as their character alignment. Meme.
Yes.
Because you know Tony Stark is going to be chaotic neutral.
Probably. I haven't sat down and taken any of these tests. And in case you're just now joining us because our app is just now back up, thank you, Jay, for working on that in the back room we've trapped you in.
Thank you, Jay.
If you're just joining us, we've talked a little bit behind the scenes about these character alignment quizzes, and they're everywhere on the internet. If you want a good laugh, take a quiz and then try to find where you line up. But it's fundamentally it's 9 squares. Had to do multiplication there. 9 squares, and it puts you on a spectrum on what your personality and your drive is, and so. There's 9 of these categories and everybody falls into one. And then like they're a character, alignment that comes back from the old Dungeons and Dragons days.
Yes.
So even every character that's ever been written, every cartoon, every movie, people walking the earth today fall into one of these categories. And so you have lined up with where?
I lined up in lawful neutral.
Lawful neutral, which is I say this on the very far left side of that chart.
The only time I've ever been left.
I was about to say, don't get this confused with a political landscape, because this is not that. But you know, we found a meme that happened to be the Nintendo's Super Smash Brothers characters, and so she lined up with Link, which is very.
No, I was under Link.
You were on. Oh, it was. the Kirby variant. Yeah, but it's still very kind of not in the way. Not
it's C-3PO in Star Wars. Yes. And I see that.
Yes.
I can see that.
That one for me
there.
Is a lot easier to explain to somebody because, you know, all the people that have seen Star Wars can say, okay, well, who is C-3PO as a character? Well, he doesn't care about anybody else that's fighting or whatever. He's just watching out for C-3PO. He's watching out for him. He wants good things to happen, but he's not going to go out of his way to do it.
Right.
I really like that. I don't know who's calling me, but I'm not going to answer that.
But he does help, and he will break the rules occasionally.
Occasionally, right.
If for somebody that he cares about.
Exactly.
So I can understand that.
But it's really neat. If you're looking for a way to interact with us tonight, go out and find one of these quizzes. I mean, they're abundant. Take one of them, see where you line up, and then start, you know, Googling what characters fall under whatever category you received. I haven't taken one in such a long time. I should have done that for this segment to know where I line up.
Yes. You were busy learning.
I'm probably, Jay was trying to teach
you
me
were
the,
learning.
The soundboard. I would probably line up on the chaotic side. I would like to think that I wind up chaotic good, which is like the far, I think the top right. But probably chaotic good or neutral. Oh, what's the top row? Is the top row good?
The top row is good. Lawful good is Spider-Man. Neutral good is Captain America.
Yes, because he's kind of over the whole fighting thing, and that's how you can relate to some of these.
Continue. Chaotic good is, I don't know who that is.
Let's see. Turn the tablet around here. Oh, I do not remember his name. He was in the Wolverine movies. I want to say his name's like
Gambit.
Yes. Yeah, and he's kind of, he loves the fighting, but he's really a good guy at the end of the day.
Lawful neutral on this one is the Punisher, which
seems odd. Okay. I don't know if I would have put them there. So that's another thing.
I would have put him more on the chaotic side.
And that's another thing we mentioned earlier was that you kind of have to take these with a grain of salt because some basement dweller somewhere has compiled this list and he may or may not be correct. But along the lines of the moviescape, because we did the research about Black Panther and I got really excited because that takes me to a website that's very movie centric. And what do I stumble upon? But a poster for Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Let me go there.
So as she's pulling this up on the iPad, that's how we kind of keep track of everything that I talk about, as difficult as that sounds. Wreck-It Ralph 2, found the poster. Looks like, if you haven't gone out to see it yet, looks like they're hinting more to an internet. If you haven't seen the movie, it was very like arcade centric, and everybody had this common area. But there's a search bar above his head in the trailer that says "Who broke the internet?" And of course, it's pointing down to Wreck-It Ralph. Super excited! Loved the first movie, and once again, another children's movie with a decent enough plot that it appeals to all ages.
Right. So the poster that I looked at was not true.
Okay.
Katy Perry is not going to be in Wreck-It.
There was a rumor that she was.
Jack Black is not going to be in. But you know who is going to be in it?
Who?
Jodie Benson as Ariel. Paige O'Hara as Belle.
Oh, no.
So they're catching in on the Disney. Ming-Na Wen as Mulan, Mandy Moore as Rapunzel, and Kelly MacDonald as Merida.
Wow.
Also Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel as Anna and Elsa from Frozen, and the girl who played Moana. Also, C-3PO, R2-D2, Yoda, Iron Man and Gamora will also be on.
This is all in the Wreck-It Ralph. How is this even possible? Okay, so now...
Mind blown.
So tomorrow, I'm making notes already. Wreck-It Ralph has got to have some more research done because...
Well, that is all Disney.
And it is. And that is the greatest way to cash in on some free, you know, advertising or placements is Disney building movies about Disney. But how are they even going to have time for all of these cameos?
I don't know, but I'm excited.
Yes. And I asked that because the first movie paid so much homage to retro video games that you almost didn't have enough time for the story. They managed it really well, and I was a fan, obviously, or else we wouldn't be talking about it now.
Right.
But, super excited for that. So if you didn't know that was coming out, be on the lookout.
And I was literally sitting here thinking, okay, my favorite Disney princess, Princess Leia, is not on here.
But she's going to make
Carrie's
it.
Carrie's dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Carrie's dead.
Yep. They could work that somehow, some way.
Even a knife in my heart.
Even if they didn't make it a voiceover position, right? If it was just some of this, you know, leading you through. Looks like we're approaching some time to take a break.
Break time.
Time's flying already. So come back and join us after the break. And I'll give you that phone number again when we come back. But look forward to having you.
This is Big D, Daryl Nethery, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, bringing you a new talk show right here on Live 95.5, the Big D Radio Show, on at Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. following Path Changers Radio Show. The Big D Radio Show will not only promote one of my favorite organizations called Saving Forgotten Warriors, but I'll also spotlight local musicians and have them in studio to talk with Big D. The Big D Radio Show is all about Coleman and local events. I'll have plenty to say about Coleman and have guests on the show weekly. Tell everyone about my show and let's have a great time on Live 95.5 with the listeners being able to call in at times during the show. It's the Big D Radio Show. Are you ready? Every Thursday at 6:30 p.m.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. Hey, do you think you'd sound good on the radio? We want to find out who in Coleman has always wanted to work at a radio station. Tell us about yourself by finding us on Facebook. Search for Live 95 Coleman and send us a message about how we can improve the station. Or better yet, how you'd fit in making this the station to listen to right here in Coleman. Thanks for listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
The North Alabama Agriplex will host Butterflies of Alabama by author Paulette H. Ogard on Tuesday, March 6th at 6 p.m. at the Agriplex Heritage Center on Tally Ho Street in Coleman. Ogard will also sign copies of her book after the program. This lecture series is part of Alabama's Bicentennial Celebration and is open to the public. For more information, visit agriplex.org.
Yeah, right? Intro is extra long, but that's good. I've not, actually not heard that song. Jay, what is that?
Melissa can tell you.
Oh, yeah?
It's the new song from the lead singer from...
The Talking Heads.
Yeah.
Mm.
David Byrne.
David Byrne.
I like that. I've never heard it before.
He's implying that everyone is coming to his house. He must have a big house.
Really big house.
Yeah.
Who wants to host anything like that? I don't.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Really, I just don't want to clean it up. Like, exactly. I like hosting. I just don't like cleaning
yeah.
up. So I'll host an event at a totally different place.
Rent a lake house.
And yeah, exactly.
Destroy everything in it.
So, welcome back as we continue conversation about music. That's another show needs to be completely about
yes,
music.
Music.
So I'll put
live
that on the list.
Music.
But,
concerts we've seen.
Yes.
Concerts we want to see.
Yes. And I have a feeling y'all's list will be much longer than mine.
If you could see anybody who is dead, who would you see?
Oh, gosh. Easy question. In a million years, it would be Queen. Because there's a okay, side story here. Tangents are like my thing. There's a video of Queen from back in the heyday, and they filled this soccer stadium somewhere overseas, and they're in between songs.
Are you
songs.
Talking about Live Aid Wembley Stadium?
Maybe so. And they do the like the repeat after me with the crowd, and it's just wall to wall people.
It's the Live Aid Wembley Stadium.
I get goosebumps
every
time I watch
live.
It.
I saw that live. I am so glad I'm old.
Yeah, I saw
that when it was happening.
She was there, man.
I would
yeah,
have
I wasn't there, but I was right. in front of the TV.
I don't
I
do well.
I was like 14. I wasn't
well, yeah,
going to
right.
England
no,
to see a
not
concert.
Not going overseas. I don't do well with crowds, but I would have been in the middle on the floor for that,
yeah,
for that
yeah.
concert.
So since this segment is apparently on music,
yeah.
since you know I have no influence on your show no. whatsoever, but here
Go
I am.
Ahead.
Like every song right now seems to be about revolution, which is kind of crazy. Have you heard this one?
Is this Depeche Mode?
Yeah.
Is it like from 1984?
It's from last year.
I don't love it.
There's something to say about the retro vibe.
Yeah.
And that's a whole nother discussion because, like, you can blame that on the recession. Like, nobody wants to go out and buy, you know, new clothes or whatever. And so all of a sudden...
The stay-at-home market.
Yeah. All of a sudden, in my grandmother's closet is what 17-year-old girls are wearing you know, out and about.
I've never linked that before,
And really, everything else follows suit. So we like old clothes. Hey, we might like old music. And then all of a sudden, music from last year, 2017...
Hang on just a second. Oh, I thought he was going to say something. Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, I got to say, I mean, if they're going to pick a decade to go back to, they should pick the 80s.
Okay, here it goes. Where's the revolution? It's like they're inciting violence or something.
Right. Well, I mean, Green Day's newest album, which was last year, I think, end of last year, was Revolution Radio. And, that song, and then there were a handful of others on
Bastille is kind of one that's
yeah.
about revolution.
It's
you didn't like that until like you warmed up to it from being on like every music channel and Sirius and the radio
yeah,
station everywhere else. Now it's like you hear it every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And you know, that's really how music should be. There's a lot of music that I didn't like, but I grew to enjoy it. Country music was like that for me, and I know.
What's that?
Yeah, Jay.
I don't know what that is.
Jay doesn't like that already. the new country, which is actually really old country because we went back to country western of the 80s.
Right.
Same thing all over again. I'm not going to rehash it.
So which Hogwarts would I be?
Tear in my beer.
Yeah.
Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, Slytherin, Gryffindor. I don't know this. I would have to take another quiz. To find out which house I'm in.
That's a totally different subset of questions. And somewhere I can hear my wife fist pumping because she loves this kind of stuff. She made me take these quizzes.
I love these quizzes.
I know nothing about the series. I said I've seen all the movies. I've not read, but the first book. I just can't stand it. There's so many plot holes in this, you know it? And they took a big risk, and I don't blame them. It's a land full of magic, but they've got like time traveling devices, and you know, the boy lost his parents, and I'm like, why didn't you just go back in time and like save Harry? Right. Yep. Whatever. To venture away from this Harry Potter reference, as I'm trying to.
I'm sorry. It just popped up, and I'm like, I have got no idea.
No, and
why do you expect me to know this?
And if you wind up on sites, because BuzzFeed is notorious about having these quizzes out there. Like, that's all BuzzFeed does.
I love them, though.
Yeah, and you're going to find a million of them. And that's so much fun, especially when you start passing the phone or the tablet around and everybody's taking a quiz and we're comparing results. That's awesome. It's kind of like an organic growth. Speaking of, to all of the new listeners out there this week, to all of you that I didn't tell you about this show and you found it anyways, thank you for listening.
Hello.
You know who you are. I have talked to you already, this week and, really appreciate the support. If you'd like to call in and change the subject or talk about what we're talking about, the phone number is 256-737-9505.
As we like to affectionately refer to behind the scenes, if you're one of the ones and ones of listeners.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, we keep up at this pace.
We'll actually have fives and fives of listeners.
Right. And who knows? There may be more than that, and they're just really upset.
We could throw like a trivia contest, you know, like the first person to call in and tell us what the show's about wins $100 or something.
The first person to call in to say whether they like Star Wars or Star Trek. Hey,
that payment's coming out of your pocket.
And they cannot say neither. You cannot.
Yeah, right. You can't pick neutral.
You cannot.
That was picked earlier today, and she's still in shock. She's
I'm
like,
still
no,
in
I don't
shock.
Know how that happens.
Yeah, no.
It's not like I ask this of everyone.
We will have to do that one time. We'll have to maybe not $100, but a T-shirt or something.
We've got T-shirts.
Or if anybody's listening out there and wants to sponsor the show. Like, then we could give away $100.
That's right. That's
I would totally be down with that, but I cannot give you $100.
We need to hit up the GameSpot.
Oh, yeah. GameSpot. Yeah, those kind of places okay. that we have to say
maybe,
off microphone.
Maybe for next time.
Okay. I have to go door to door asking for donations. There was a man talk to me. He is part of a group message that always comes and finds me after the show, and he wanted to run his opinion on my show. And he said he would pay me $1 a comment. And I'm like, you're wanting to sponsor content. I'm all for that, right?
Depends on what you're – okay, this is the lawful neutral in me.
Sure.
I'll take your money, but it depends on what your idea is, I'm going to say it out loud or not.
And I haven't taken the test, but the chaotic good in me goes, oh, well, it's his money and it's coming to me, so who cares? Right?
And I'm going to make fun of the other station because there's only like 100 of them on the dial. Yeah. But, you know, the one that says, you know, blah, 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 we are the station with the $1,000 guarantee. You give us $1,000, we'll play whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, wow. I've heard that. Yeah, I'll play what they want for $1,000. I might have to bleep out every other word.
Yeah,
I can
do
that. But $1,000, hey, sure.
Yeah.
Let's see, 3 minutes to bleep out a song, $1,000, so that's like good money per minute. Yeah, I can do that.
That's that's my lawful neutral.
I'm reading my text messages. That group text has already started. Uh-oh. If you haven't heard my phone vibrating on the table, the young man that wants to pay for content isn't streaming the show tonight. So you lose, sir. Good day. That's
chaotic. Good
of
you.
Right. A little bit of a little bit of Willy Wonka of the tip of the fedora. If you don't mind my memes. But going back briefly to some of the movies we were talking about, and we ran out of time, but I was going to segue. The main character is in Black Panthers is played by a man named Michael B. Jordan. You have to say the B in the middle of the name because yeah. Michael Jordan, Space Jam, all over again. But he will play Guy Montag, which is the main character in the book that I was talking about last week, Fahrenheit 451. It's one of those that I had to read in high school, but I actually enjoyed it. HBO is making a special about it. It looks like it's going to be a series. It may be a movie. I'm not sure. But I saw the trailer for it today. And playing opposite of Michael B. Jordan is Michael Shannon.
Yes.
Which, coming all the way back to superheroes, played General Zod in the Superman movies. And he is a phenomenal actor because you have to hate him to the core.
And you've seen him
in almost everything.
And you would be like, oh, that's his name.
Yeah.
But he's one of those guys.
Very distinct face.
Yes.
Very, very, you couldn't forget him.
So I Googled him and he played Elvis in Nixon and Elvis. That movie.
Nixon and Elvis. I don't think I've seen
Elvis and Nixon. And I didn't see it either. But I cannot. I mean, how could he play Elvis?
I don't know.
I even saw the pictures of him as Elvis. And I was like, who cast that?
Who thought of that? I don't know. Because Elvis.
And his wig is bad, too.
Elvis had an odd shape to his facial features, but it wasn't the same as this man.
He was handsome. Even when he was a big man, he was still handsome. Elvis.
Oh, boy. Yeah, my phone is going
berserk.
Your
phone's going crazy
now.
No.
And if for some reason you can reach out to me, I may I may read it aloud. Reach out to us on Facebook. The station has a Facebook page, and that's probably always the best way to get in touch with us. We're going to try to monitor that throughout the show.
I don't know that I agree with this. Playbus has me as neutral evil. I don't agree with
so
that.
So you've totally changed shape.
I'm a stormtrooper now. I don't agree
evil,
with that.
You said evil neutral?
Neutral evil.
That's an interesting. Because, like, stormtroopers, I wouldn't have put in that list whatsoever. Because they're just kind of, you know, clones that.
Right,
do
right,
what they're
right.
told. So maybe true neutral should have been a stormtrooper.
Yes.
But.
Well, evil, maybe neutral evil because they work for the bad guys.
That's got to be the reasoning. That's the only thing that I can understand.
But I don't agree with this. You know, maybe I shouldn't have answered that I would record the drunk people at the party. Maybe I need to go back and change my answer.
Totally
on that
think
one.
About some of those. Yeah, those picking out the flaws in those questions are always my favorite thing. It's not the results that I enjoy. It's the why would they think asking that would tell me anything?
Well, and I do like that in both of them I was neutral.
Neutral. So that's your reoccurring theme. I've got to take this quiz because now I want to know. But I remember taking one a couple of weeks back.
I've
got
to redo this and change.
Yes,
the
change the answer and see if it changes the outcome.
It. That
I'm
has
taking
got to
my
be
phone
it.
Off the table because it's just going nuts. I took a different kind of quiz. It's it was like an extrovert introvert type of quiz. And why you would need a quiz for that, I don't know because you know it's a 50-50 shot.
Are you going on break again?
Oh, no. I've run out of time. But, long story short, BuzzFeed.
It sounded like a good opportunity. Y'all were doing quizzes, so. Yeah.
All right.
I'm still picking Monster by Skillet as this, my song.
This is so much fun. We're going to keep doing it when we come back. So you might as well hang around for a little while.
Yep. You asked your mom, please, but she still said no. You missed two classes and no homework.
The North Alabama Agriplex will host Butterflies of Alabama by author Paulette H. Ogard on Tuesday, March 6th at 6 p.m. at the Agriplex Heritage Center on Tally-Ho Street in Cullman. Ogard will also sign copies of her book after the program. This lecture series is part of Alabama's bicentennial celebration and is open to the public. For more information, visit agriplex.org.
I read a blog today from a runner who said he noticed a difference when he smiled and nodded and gave thumbs up to drivers who passed him while he was running. He said the difference was significant. When he expressed a little acknowledgement, he could sense it being sent back. I think it might be time to realize that this observation is true in every circumstance, whether it be relationships, customer service, leadership, or parenting. When we acknowledge and show respect and kindness for others, it comes back. It comes back in a lot of different ways. Sometimes in thanks, sometimes in improved behavior, but most of the time in kindness return. It's a wonderful circle that should never be broken. What we have learned is simple. Thoughtfulness given leads to thoughtfulness returned. Kindness shared leads to kindness received. Give it a try. It'll come back to you and it'll make your world a little kinder. I'm Ed Harrell, founder of The Kindness Revolution.
Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, is proud to present yet another local community program for Cullman. Join us immediately following Sports Talk Live on Thursdays for a brand new show that will help our listeners focus on lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Join host Sandy Seibert each and every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. for Path Changers, Habits of Health, immediately following Sports Talk Live, right here on the station that is all about Cullman, by Cullman, for Cullman. Live 95.5 FM, Cullman's Independent Radio.
Blacking in and out in a strange flat in East London. Somebody I don't really know just gave me something to help settle me down and to stop me from always thinking about you. And you know your life is heading in a questionable direction when you're up for days of strangers and you can't remember anything except the way you sounded when you told me you didn't know what I should do.
Oddly enough, welcome back, by the way, before I start on another tangent. Like I said, this is kind of what I do. Oddly enough, this song is just exactly what I was today. It was just like screaming random things. You know?
I love this song. It's like, I love this singer.
Yes. And there's certain parts in your day or in your week where you've got to find something like this, where you just scream the chorus, whether there's a melody there or not.
Yeah.
You know, even as I say this to all the people that can't see me, like I'm almost lifting my hands going, yes, this is what I need in my life right now. This
Jay, play the Storm one. Play the Storm one next.
The Storm one.
He knows what I mean. Yeah, it's still going to be, it's all fun and games until you make me mad. That one's still going to be this, I'm not changing that one.
Do what? Oh, more of the quiz answers. Yes.
It's all fun and games until you make me mad, sure.
Yeah, why not? But, oh, this is the Storm song.
Yeah. I'm in it the next break.
Oh, well, I'm okay with segueing into music. Music is another one of those things that inherently we have to talk about at the radio.
Next
station.
Week is going to be the music episode. What's this guy's name?
Frank Turner.
Frank Turner is awesome.
Frank Turner. I'm going to look that up because, you know, music is one of these things. It's been around for centuries, and people have leaned on it more than... Because it's always been this thing where, okay, well, the youth of today is actually, you know, just in love with music, and that's all they do is listen to an iPod. But really, it's what gets you through. It's what's always gotten people through since the beginning of time.
Well, you know, back in the day, I think I was like 14.
She had the Walkman.
Right.
I did. When I got my first stereo, and it had an 8-track player in it.
8-track, sweet.
Yes. And you see, here's the thing about 8-tracks.
Okay.
You could listen to those, and they just kept playing and kept playing.
Really?
Cassettes, you had to flip over.
There's a repeat button on the computer that does that,
yeah,
too.
Well, and, yeah.
Unless you got the one that would flip it for you. Mm-hmm. But those were expensive.
But
cassettes, you had to flip
over. But 8-tracks just played over. Because I'll be honest with you, I've never laid eyes in real life on an 8-track or an 8-track player. I've not seen any of that. Now, and that being said, I saw a meme on the internet the other day, and it's like, why is the docking station in my car scratching up my phone? And it's this person, and they're like holding a scratched up iPhone, trying to put it in the cassette player, you know? And I'm going, how can you be so stupid to not realize that that's a cassette player?
They're like 18, and they've never seen a cassette in their lives.
Exactly.
I did it.
What?
Oh, no, wait. That's neutral.
So we had a small victory. Back. You're trying to get back to
I'm trying to get back to neutral, lawful.
Lawful, neutral. Because we've taken a step to the dark side.
I'm still neutral.
Like that.
I'm still neutral.
So
neutral, good. I agree with that.
So if you were a really strong fan of whatever your fandom is, whether it be Star Wars or
Doctor Who or Harry Potter,
anything for that matter,
or Star Trek, or
the list goes on forever.
Yeah,
but if you're really, if you're a really big fan, you could sit down and answer those questions like you think that character would, and that's even more fun because you go, okay, so this is where this person lines up, and then you know, Supernatural is actually a really good example for that because you start lining those characters up, and you'll see that even they're quote unquote bad guys. Sometimes align on the same side or near the same area that your main characters do.
What's the guy's name? Plays the bad guy. Not the actor, but he's not Lucifer. He's...
I don't know.
It's
not Gabriel. It's...
coming right over my head.
Yeah. I don't know.
But
I'm really
far he works with them, the Winchesters, more than he works for evil.
Oh, yes. Which is an interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
And I think that was the attraction on that show is because it didn't work out like you thought it was supposed to work out.
Yeah.
Right? We have this mindset that it's always 100% black and white, but
there's
it wasn't.
There's another one. Have you ever watched Lucifer?
Yes. I started that show.
Love that show.
It was done really well, but it was pushing too many boundaries at the time, so I stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
But I may go back and binge watch it later. But yes, it was very interesting.
He definitely pushes the boundaries, but it's very much about learning to be human.
Yes.
Josh, would you explain to our listener, our ones and ones of listeners who are over the age of 50, what binge watching means?
Oh, sorry. Venturing
last
off in all these words.
Last week was canon.
Yes, canon.
I could resist.
Binge watching would be sitting down and watching maybe 6 or 7, 10 or 12 episodes of a series, usually on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon or HBO or
Netflix. Now I've heard of that. Is that like Netflix and chill? Explain to our listeners.
No, you did not go there.
You know what that means.
This is,
you're being chaotic neutral.
Yeah.
You are being chaotic neutral
evil.
Right now.
That is probably not FCC compliant. And so if anyone wants to reach out to me on my direct messages on Twitter or Facebook,
and
I will gladly.
And you need to know what Netflix and chill means. go out to Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary,
Josh doesn't want to tell you.
All right, let's try this.
Don't Google it.
Hey, Google, what is is Netflix and chill?
Somebody's phone is...
You better silence it. You better silence it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I heard the word invitation of that. Yeah, I don't know.
Can we not have
somebody has an image for this, too.
Oh, that's not good.
Can we have a button in here that mutes his?
No, you don't.
We need that.
I would need a soundboard.
You're the tech guy.
That way I can play other stuff. That would be cool.
Part of a romantic partnership.
Romantic partnership. What happens when you're out sick with the flu that I may or may not have personally given you? That kind of thing. I mean, hypothetical, Jay, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
No response. Okay. He must have
kept
on his research.
His chaotic evil is causing him to look more and more.
I was too busy studying the pictures.
Oh, yeah. I knew that answer was coming.
He is so chaotic.
I'll read it for the articles, man.
For the articles. Only the articles. Gosh, totally different show.
He is so chaotic.
That show is one of those where I would never tell anyone who I was and make sure it wasn't tracked and that kind of thing.
We're not going to talk about this.
Now, gladly explain to you in person, but I'm not going to put any of that down on writing.
I'm good. I learned it all from my smartphone.
Good.
Is so smart.
That's what they're here for. And oddly enough, that's...
What did I do before a smartphone?
I don't know, man.
I think I had encyclopedias or something. Well, that too.
You've always had me.
I guess everybody did... Okay, so that's something fun to think about. You know, we sit around and...
Write that on your list. We need to discuss, like, the evolution of technology.
Yes. Well, I'd actually wrote down some tech points for tonight. It's not going to go anywhere near in-depth as the conversation we're about to have. But Apple did update a security document, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so for all of you, I just got off the Apple train, I guess I should say, full disclosure. I'm now back to Android, but... there's a lot of conspiracy theories that float around Apple, everything they do, right? Apple updated a security document.
And Amazon and Google and any other device sitting in your house that listens to everything you say.
Funny you should mention all of those things, Jay, because they updated a security document last week that was publicly available, and it now confirms the conspiracy that they were using other people's services for their iCloud services, which... You know, from a business standpoint, makes sense because if your stuff goes down, you don't want everybody to go down. So they were
free hosting at the NSA.
Yeah.
Come right in.
Yeah, maybe not the worst idea ever. I'm just going to throw that out there. But
their trip to Utah, I've seen it. My goodness, at the data center out there.
They were using Amazon's cloud, and they were using Microsoft Azure cloud services. And that makes sense because that's not really a competition with Apple on the phone side of it, where iCloud is a big thing. Right. But they dumped Microsoft. And lo and behold, who did they pick up but Google's cloud drive services? All of your iPhone stuff is now secure because it's sitting on Google's cloud. Apple's cloud is within Google's cloud. Okay, so, you know, everybody that's Android's going like, well, you know, duh, that makes sense. But I thought that was neat because it really opened my eyes to go, okay, people have to back up. You know, even businesses as big as Apple have to put their eggs in different baskets. Where else does all of my stuff lie?
I'm not going to go off on...
How does Google separate what's in their cloud from what's... How do they separate what's in their cloud from what is searchable information? I mean, is it... You know, eventually that's going to mesh
to a certain point. And
then people's...
Kind of, it already does without jumping down the technological rabbit hole. A lot of it's separated by domains, and it's all password protected and that kind of stuff. But the one guy with the right credentials gets to all of it.
Now, I'm going to spend 30 seconds on this topic and not a second more. Y'all start counting.
Okay.
But remember back to the San Bernardino shooter and the whole iPhone thing. Oh, the FBI needs to crack the iPhone. Oh, they can't do it. We need Apple to unlock it for us.
Yes.
What happened? A hacker unlocked the iPhone.
Yes. Quietly for...
Let that be a lesson to you.
Well, for the San Bernardino police department. And they didn't come out and reveal who he was.
That's chaotic good.
Yes. Okay. So he is. But the interesting part about that story,
Anonymous.
And I don't mind talking about that here. The interesting,
Anonymous.
Yeah. Well, the interesting part about that story is they didn't reveal who he was because they want to use him again.
Yeah.
Right? They want him in the back pocket.
Yeah.
And since they could have just not spoken anything about it, but they had to come back and make it publicly available. Oh, by the way, we got into it anyways. No thanks, guys. Right? They could have just let it die and Apple never got back to them.
Yeah.
No, they just had to poke it. You had to poke the bear one more time. Yeah. Nothing is super secure. It never will be.
Wow.
If you don't say it in person, someone will have it in writing.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow. Okay.
It's really scary. I mean, really scary to think about.
We're going to have to spend, write this down.
Yes.
Music.
This goes with music.
Tech.
Yep. Music and tech.
And then tech.
Yeah.
Separate.
The other point for today that was kind of tech related was yesterday, once again, another one for the Android fanboys. Fanboys, to define for Jay, is anyone that you know blindly roots for said product or brand, whether they're right or wrong, doesn't matter. They're always going to root for, you know, X brand or team. You see that a lot with teams. Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus came out yesterday. It's like the biggest and best thing you can get your hands on.
Really?
Yes. So, honestly, and I carry a
free with an exploding battery? Maybe not.
They supposedly worked that out. I'm not sure.
Fix that. Give them a little credit.
They've had
a couple of years.
Right. If you want a recommendation from Josh, I say go with one of the Galaxy phones. Because, like, this one that comes out tomorrow, a new phone might come out and totally change that. But they have the greatest camera.
Galaxy phones, Galaxy class ships. Hey, it's all good.
Yeah, right. They've got the greatest camera and the greatest display of any phone that you can get your hands on right now.
Ah.
But I do not carry one. And let me tell you why. It's because the edges on those are the rolled edges. And the very top, if you're in, like, landscape, so if you're holding your phone sideways, like watching Netflix, as we talked about earlier, you lose the very top and the very bottom of your screen because it rolls over the side. So it looks bezel-less like the new iPhone.
So you need the theater box.
Yes, you absolutely have to have that. Or else, you know, somebody's hairline is gone, right? Because the edges are old, and I despise that. But that's literally the only reason why I chose not to get one.
Is that not something you can't turn off in preferences? I mean,
it may be. I had a 7, so that's 2 years ago. I had a 7, or 3. Yeah, 3 years ago. And I couldn't find it. I couldn't, in the Galaxy S7 Edge Plus, I couldn't find the settings for it. So maybe it's there now, but I like my Pixel XL 2 because it's huge and it doesn't have rounded edges. So, yeah,
right.
I've turned into a watch it not on the TV, but watch random stuff on my phone all the time. I've turned into one of those people.
I can't do that.
I didn't used to, but now, you know.
My eyes are too bad for that.
Yeah.
I think you give that a few more years and start looking for a bigger screen.
Well, and I think that's really what pushed me to it because I've only had this pair of glasses, I think, for 2 years now. And I'm actually nearsighted. So I couldn't see far away. So I started bringing a screen closer to my face.
That's what I do.
So now,
if I watch it on the iPad, I have to take my glasses off and look right at it.
Plus, you do that with a set of headphones and you're not bothering anybody.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah.
My wife can
speak
still.
Speak for yourself.
Well, it depends on how loud you listen to it, Jeffy McDefferson.
Yeah, I say that. And earlier I was standing next to Jay as he was running the soundboard, and I could hear, even though everything in the studio was muted, I could hear what was going on the radio through his headphones standing next to him. So, you know, Jay listens pretty loud.
Loudly.
But we're rounding up close to the top of the hour, and all of my time is gone. I thought we were going to run out of topics today, but we wound up having more topics than I could ever deal with. I thank you for...
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, sure.
Since you mentioned fanboys and we were talking about diversity, can we talk about how angry the fanboys got at Rey being the protagonist of the new Star Wars?
Who?
I've not seen this, Rey.
I don't know who that is.
Did they
you do.
Not watch the same movies I did where Princess Leia saved the day every time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What a good show, y'all. See you later. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. So we said Star Wars, and Jay runs in on top of it. But yeah, you know.
But I mean, it actually works into our topics.
But I think as time goes on, you'll see that we're starting to rotate far more characters anyways.
Yes.
But so that's it for our show today. Thank you for tuning in. And you know what? We'll do it all over again next Tuesday at 7 o'clock, right after.
Talking about music.
Yes, music. Or tech. I may flip a coin and see where we go next week. Or you know what? You can call in and change my mind, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
If you give them $1,000.
And let us know what you think. Facebook page, Live 95 Coleman. Yes, you're listening to a Coleman radio station. I know it's hard to believe, but we're actually in Coleman.
Yep. So thank you for joining us, and thank you, Melissa, for joining me.
Thank you.
And see you later.